Tuesday, August 25th, 4:47 a.m. And so I'm just wrapping up some painting that I was working on. And I'm in the process of adding more white. Trying to... I guess there should be more white in the whole surface area on this painting. Even though I want to create a form, white has to fill up the whole area. So now we're gonna go in one completely different direction than I was going. I was actually thinking that the form could be more contrasty, but so to do that you'd have to take away a lot of the white, and the idea is to throw white on there for me. So we'll see what happens with that. On other stuff, yesterday. On my recording, I came back later and I kind of screwed up operating the recording device that I'm using. And instead of recording about 8 minutes worth of rant and storytelling, I didn't. So, got to remember how to operate this thing. It's press this button and not that button to make it work again after I paused it. Let's see. So, yeah, the surprise to see that the Republican National Convention started last night, which I did not watch because, like I said, I don't like the propaganda. And I'd rather just watch... the various news programs that I watch and get an idea of what's happening, and I think that way at least I'll get I won't get the bubble effect, as they call it, when you only listen to one party's viewpoint, which I don't want to do. It's like watching commercials, you know. You got the DVR now, so when I watch something I watch it at my convenience. And the best part about it is that I can fast forward through all the commercials and not have to get brainwashed into buying something I really don't need. Although, if I see a certain commercial, like those Geico commercials, I love those. They're pretty funny. And I'll watch, I haven't seen any for a while. I'll watch those because they're entertaining, but I'm pretty brand loyal. I wouldn't change over to Geico just because I like the commercials. I just get entertained by them. They got a new one now, a new insurance company that's trying to be cute. It's Liberty, and Liberty Insurance, I guess. And I'm not really that impressed with their stuff. It's, you know, it's more irritating than anything else, I think. I tried watching a couple of them. Nah, fast forward. So, I used to be a really big TV watcher. And what was bad before DVR is that you had to, you know, or if you didn't have a VCR, some way of recording it, you had to sit there and oh, Can't talk to you anymore. I got to go watch my program because it's on right now. So, you know, you're kind of captive to it, and you watch your program, and then cuts to commercial, and you don't want to walk out because it might be a short span where you come back and oh, I missed part of the show. So now I gotta wait for the reruns, which is about 6 months down the line, to find out what part I missed. So you sit there in front of the TV, and at least they had mute and you could mute the commercials, but still you had to sit there and watch, you know, wait for it to come back, In the meantime, you're doing something else or just sitting there. So, yeah, the DVR freed up my life a lot. And so I could record stuff and not have to watch it at a certain time, which kind of screws up your ability to get some things done in the evening. Let's see. So where was I going with all that? Anyway, so watching the news about the Democratic National Convention, it looks to me like the Democrats want to say, hey, everything's fucked up. Everything is Trump's fault. He fucked up the coronavirus situation. So that's why you got to vote for Biden. Because even though he's going to raise your taxes, we need him better than Trump. Well, I don't know. You know, it's like when you're a painter, you don't know what's going to come around the corner when you're working. You know, you just deal with things as they are, and sometimes you are artful about things and you masterfully create a painting that people enjoy. And it's like, oh yeah, this is really nice, even though working at it, you were just dealing with a drip here or a weird color there, and you still had a way of making it work out just the same. Well, the same thing's with the virus, you know. As far as I'm concerned, Trump did a good job. Everybody was starting to, at the beginning, he recognized that that the Chinese had fucked us all over. Okay, they sent out a bunch of people to infect the rest of the world, and Trump said, "Hey, wait a minute, let's stop travel from all these different places." And he got a lot of heat for it, you know. Although even though it was kind of late, but nobody knew that this was happening. So that's why it was late. But the minute that he knew it was happening, he did it, in spite of the fact that he took a lot of heat for and was called a racist and a xenophobe and all that sort of crap again. But he stopped the travel from all these highly infected areas. And it probably did save a lot of lives doing that, okay? And then the next thing was, okay, the virus has taken hold and people are dying, and what we really need are ventilators, okay? And because that's what's going to help people pull through when they're in intensive care. So, and the big panic was, hey, this is going to be really bad. We're not going to have enough ventilators. Well, lo and behold, we had enough ventilators. He supplied enough. Oh, like the governor of New York was wanting like 40,000 ventilators, and called on Trump to get it done, and it got done. He got him all the ventilators. He got him a whole ship, those medical ships that the military uses, and got it to go to New York City, and they converted some place, some stadium or something, or some arena, into a big place that the sick could go to and deal with their illness. And they were having, you know, because the hospitals were getting overrun with a bunch of cases. And he provided that. And it turns out that the governor didn't even use anywhere near as many ventilators as he got from Trump, you know? So, yeah. He didn't panic and drop the ball when things were asked of him. And like I said, when you're a painter, you know, you don't really want to drop the ball and screw things up so bad that you have to throw that canvas away. Okay? And well, for Trump, as far as I'm concerned, he didn't do a bad job given the circumstances, okay? Given the unknowns. And it's like, well, and one of the things that he said is that, you know, he turned to deal with some of this stuff and found out, oh, none of the other administrations way before him, including the one right before him, was prepared for anything like this. So it was up to him to get it done, and he got it done. So yeah, I don't blame him for that. Okay? So the Democrats are saying that you know, the world's gone to hell in a handbasket, and if you want to stop that and get us back to normal, vote for Bo Joe Biden. Well, I don't buy that. Okay? It's Joe Biden's been a politician his whole life, literally his whole life in if working. You know, okay, yeah, maybe he had a lifesaver's job when he was young, but his whole career has been being a politician, and he didn't really set the world on fire, okay? He wasn't like somebody that you can look at any point in his life and point to it and say, oh, here's some great thing that he did, because he didn't. That's just it. He's just another guy that wants to be a politician because he can make money out of it, and his good buddies can make money, but out of it, out of, and all that money they get is out of our pockets, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, you're gonna have to sell me better on that idea. We'll see what the Republicans say, and what they point to. Okay, so, I realize that there's people out there that hate Trump. And they wouldn't vote. They, you know, like it because they haven't had Republicans that hate him so much that they would go on the Democratic side and say, yeah, hey, this is a, you know, this is a bad guy. We need to get out of him. I'm willing to vote for Biden, even though I'm a Republican. Well, you know, you got people on the other side too. There's that guy that was a Democrat that changed to being a Republican. So. Let's see. You know, and a lot of those politicians that do stuff like that, remember, Trump was not part of the swamp. The swamp is, yeah, we get all this tax money coming in, and it's basically our way of getting hands on money that the government doles out. And it's no coincidence that some of the most expensive real estate in the whole nation is in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., you know, because that's where all the money is. And these people are living the life of luxury, doing whatever job it is that they do, you know, and I'm sure whatever the job they do doesn't really help me all that much or you all that much, but they're getting rich at it. So like I said, Trump was not part of the swamp. He came in, he pissed a lot of people off. He pissed a lot of Republicans off because they were no longer able to get money for their special deal for their special friends who, in turn, were friendly to them in return by giving them money, which was actually our money, which was supposed to go to something else more. Was supposed to go to something more virtuous instead of just to line their pockets and make sure their kids got to go to some special private school. Yeah, and you know, that's another thing. The one thing I like about Trump's idea is that people pay into their taxes, and it's supposed to pay for their kids' education, their child's education. But a lot of people don't want their kids to go to a public school. They'd rather have them go to a private school that teach, you know, there's religious schools that people would like to send their kids to. I had a friend of mine who lived up in the Sierras in a small town, and his wife wanted to send his children to a Christian school, and which they did, and his complaint was that, you know, he his pa taxes he pays taxes for education, but now he's got to turn around and pay the tuition for his kids' education, even though he's paid for it already. You know, he's got to pay double, not only for his kids, but for everybody else's kids, which is, yeah, that's not right. You know, I can see that. So the Republicans would like to see, okay, let's make it fair. You know, if you don't want to send your kids to public education, we'll give you your money back so you can send them to the school of your choice. Okay, and we're all about choice, remember. But, and like I said, I belong to a union, which toward the end of my career, I quit because I just couldn't take it anymore. Unions are getting too involved with politics. You know, instead of just negotiating my contract and representing me to the company, which I supported wholeheartedly when we were told to go on strike, I went out on strike. Okay? I suffered with everybody else. So, you know, you can't call me a scab. But I didn't agree with them taking some of that money I paid in dues and giving it to some political campaign. That's, you know, I don't even do that on my own time. I don't think they deserve my money, you know. Because they're doing it, because a lot of these political people are doing it for completely selfish reasons. Anyways, starting to rant again, I guess, huh? Well, let me go do my vitals, eat some breakfast, and maybe I'll come back. 9:41 a.m. Okay, I did a few of the chores that I usually do every day, and I cleaned the stove, which is my responsibility. And, let me go edit this and post it and continue on with my day. I think I will watch some news this afternoon to catch up on some of this stuff and get even more outraged about our political system here in the United States, or the two political parties, that is, I guess. What I do get tired of sometimes is, and one of the reasons why I don't go on Facebook all that much is because of all these people that post their political views, you know, and some of them are legitimate concerns, and some of them are just plain hysteria. You know, it's like, gosh, you know, like if somebody doesn't win if the opponent of their candidate wins this next November, they're really going to be angry. Well, okay. You know, life has never been a series of guarantees in my life. You know, I guess somebody could push me too far where I might want to do something, but you know, you have to accept where it is that you are in this universe at one point, and not waste your time being angry. So anyway, that's pretty much it.